If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of That's All Funny, episode 537. Man, a song in my head. I can't remember. You are the sun to me. Man, I just got paid like an hour and a half ago, and like half of the check's already gone. I'm fucking, there's pain. I have so many like payments of shit due, you know, like it's just bills on top of the fucking bills. And there's my credit card. Where the fuck did it go? Oh shit. Oh, all right, there's my credit card. Here, you all see it? Here's my numbers. No, nothing's really been going on since yesterday. Just chilling. Ate some peanut butter earlier, drank some iced coffee. Did an order for a grocery order, so that's fun. Saved a ton of money on coupons. So that's cool. Got stuff for the weekend, I guess, right? I'm trying to think if there's anything really going on this weekend. There's really not. I'm just going to chill. I got some like game footage I'm going to put out lives for. It's fun. Try to do some other ones. Or like playing just like random indie games. It's fun. That's pretty fun. And then, I don't know. There's some other games I want to play, but we'll see. We'll see, right? But got a few things here we could talk about. Yeah, quite a few things here. Let me take a look here at the news here. Broadcaster reported J.K. Rowling to the police over alleged transphobic social media post. Broadcaster India Willoughby has claimed that she reported Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling to the police over alleged transphobia. In an interview, she reported Rowling to the police for repeatedly misgendering her online as part of the ongoing feud. J.K. Rowling has definitely committed a crime. I'm legally a woman. She knows I'm a woman, and she called me a man, Willoughby said in the interview. It's a protected characteristic. That is a breach of both the Equalities Act and the Gender Recognition Act. She's tweeted that out to 14 million followers. When asked about the situation on Monday, we received a complaint about the post. We are currently waiting. I don't know. Like, I saw... And then Rowling responded about it that says, not only did I have a clearly winnable case against Indy Willoughby for defamation, but that she is obsessively targeting of me over the past few years may meet the legal threshold for harassment. So, yeah, like, dude, okay, if that's so troubling that a person is calling you what you don't want to be called, right, in your own reality, just... block her. Just turn off your internet or your computer. That's all you gotta do. Turn, you know, like close the laptop, you know, like that's all you gotta fucking do is just close it, like what I was gonna do right there. That's literally all you gotta do. You're the one that's like, oh, quit hitting me, but you're like grabbing their fist and keep putting your face, you know, like it's just silly, you know. I don't know. I don't really care about J.K. Rowling. I don't know. She can think what she wants. She's a fucking billionaire. What the fuck was that? The fuck started playing here? She can do whatever she wants. She's a billionaire, you know? Like, and then she just looks old and tired. Like, I'm tired of, you're a wizard, Harry. You're transgender, Harry. I don't know. Your pussy's hairy. I don't know. Poor old lady. Just let her fucking be, right? Let her hate. She grew up in a different world. Let her fucking hate transgenders if she wants to. She's not going to change her mind, so whatever. Speaking of changing her mind, wake up, Biden delivers fiery State of the Union, sparring with critics and swiping at Trump. And I watched the State of the Union. It wasn't very long. It was a lot of pandering to the crowd. And Biden just looks so... God, he looks like the puppet from that dude, that comedian with the puppet. What's his name? I'm so fucking tired. I can't even think of his fucking name, but he looks just like that puppet. Jeff Dunham. That's the puppet, the ventriloquist, right? But yeah, like, I swear, Biden, you know, I'm going to pick it apart. He was just like, he just kept slurring words. And fucking, what's her name? Kamala Harris, the caramel-colored girl back there, right? The white-complected black girl. She just kept standing up and clapping. And it's like, dude, just stay standing up. Quit, like, sitting back down, you know? And it was just a bunch of, like, I don't know, like, dick stroking, you know, with each other, right? It was just like... And then we're going to do this. Yeah. Then we're going to do this. Yeah. Then we're going to do this. Yeah. You know, and like, I know they're not going to get anything done. It's just a bunch of bullshit, you know, that we, they say they're going to do good things, but they end up doing maybe like 2% of it. And, the 2% they're going to do are the easy parts, like maybe making Oreos, make their packages big again, or Snickers or whatever. And, they even talked about, like, the Uvalde shooting, and, like, oh, they said they weren't going to do it with guns, but we're going to bring in gun control that helps this and that. And it's like, okay, but is that going to help the families? I don't know. It was just a lot of fucking shit-talking from him, and he's saying, you know, talking a lot of shit about Trump, and I'm just wondering... Well, Trump was like live tweeting. He wasn't on Twitter. He was on whatever that other social network is. Fucking America Next. I don't know. But Freedom, what is it called? Truth Social. And he was tweeting out a bunch of random shit. They're not called tweets there. They're called like freedoms. they're called something silly like that. Truths, that's what they're called. I knew something fucking silly. It's called a truth, not a tweet, a truth. And he was talking shit about Biden, and I don't blame him, because I don't think Biden's gonna live up to this. I don't even think Biden's gonna live. And when everyone was like, four more years, I'm like, dude, look at him. He is falling apart. He is, I don't know, he's becoming like low-tier Cenobite, you know, like, he's not, there's a lot wrong with him, you know. And then there was more about standing together with Gaza and this and that, and it's like, dude, like, help our people here, like, with, you know, like, look at, you know, I don't know, there's so many things you could be doing, and you're like, we don't want to start a war, but we need to help these people who are at war, so... War is good, you know, like, it, of course, war is great. It's making them money, you know. Whatever. It's just a bunch of bullshit, all politics. But speaking of politics, let's go into Kim Jong-un calls for war preparations amid U.S.-South Korea joint military exercise. Man, he looks fucking cool there with his fucking gun and his, like, leather jacket. North Korea leader Kim Jong-un visited an army training base called for intensifying drills to prepare for war. State-run media reported Thursday in South Korean forces conducted a large-scale joint military exercise. I mean, that's cool. I mean, it's always good to be ready for war, even if it isn't, it might not happen. It's always better to be prepared or over-prepared than under-prepared, so... You know, who knows? And he's all, like, nice and gelled up with his hair. Nice and clean cut with that nice edged up fade. and the leather jacket. So I don't know. And I don't know if he has an asshole, right? That's like the rumor that he doesn't have an asshole. He doesn't shit, which would be very uncomfortable. I would very much hate not having an asshole. I feel like I feel like it's helped me more in life than it's hindered me having the asshole. But yeah. Okay, Kim Jong-un. Great job. Speaking of assholes, nice transition. We're going to go Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson set for July 20th on Netflix. And Jake Paul, who rose to sports combat's fame, when he knocked out former NBA player Nate Robinson on the undercard of Mike Tyson's exhibition box match for Roy Jones Jr. in 2020, as opponents will meet again as opponents, polarizing spectacle yet the recent crossover boxing craze. Tyson will face Paul in a boxing match July 20th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Dang, that's like the biggest fucking stadium. In the main event of a card that will air on Netflix, it will be the streaming company's first foray into combat sports and its third live sporting event overall. Paul's most valuable promotions inked to deal with Netflix for a boxing card last November. I wonder if this is... Oh, God. I wonder if we're going to have to pay extra if you already have Netflix. Or if it's just going to be part of Netflix. But it's unclear how the Texas Department of License and Regulation will approach what will surely be a matchup that garnered plenty of criticism. Yeah, because they don't know if it's going to be an actual pro fight or just a spar exhibition, blah, blah, blah. I don't know, man. Like, I've never really seen that Jake Paul fight. I feel like everyone that's gone in with against him has some sort of handicap, or they'd make more money just throwing the fight, you know? Tyson, though, man, he's been walking around with a cane lately, but you know he can get back into shape. Like, he's not afraid to fucking, you know what, let me take off this, like, piccolo vest, and it's weighted, and suddenly it's like, okay, you ready to go now, you know, like fucking Master Roshi with the cane. And I mentioned that, too, because rest in peace to the creator of Dragon Ball Z. I can't remember his name. Akira Yamamoto or something. Everyone was tweeting about it that he passed away. That's a shame. Especially at the age of, I think he was 68. Like, that's very young nowadays for a person. Not very young, but that's pretty fairly young nowadays to pass away at. And especially, you know, of what the legacy he left with Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z and all the other things he created that are like part of pop culture and transcendent of it, that it will live way beyond knowing of where it came from. You know what I mean? Like, people are going to be Kamehameha or going Super Saiyan to the point where they're not going to know where it was originated from, you know? And it's always going to be a part of culture. And it's pretty amazing, you know, like, to do something like that, to create something so universally loved that it's everywhere, you know. It's very amazing. It's something you could only wish to dream about, you know, let alone do. But yeah, no, rest in peace to him. Amazing writer, amazing artist, and all that. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like Jake Paul's going to hopefully get humbled, but I think that's the whole point of the fight, is we want to see him get humbled. So we'll see. I'll watch it if it is on Netflix, hopefully. Lastly here on the news, Starbucks launches spring menu, including two new iced lavender drinks. And they're releasing some tumblers and some mugs and shit, so people are going to go crazy over that, right? But they're releasing a set of new iced lavender oatmeal matcha and latte. If fall is about pumpkin spice lattes, then spring is all about lavender, I guess. The company introduced two new lavender flavored drinks available for a limited time. And I didn't realize lavender was a flavor. I thought it was a color. But iced lavender cream oatmeal matcha. This iced drink features smooth matcha served with oat milk and topped with sweet lavender cream cold foam. And the iced lavender oat milk latte. This iced drink combines blonde espresso, creamy oat milk, and the sweet and subtle floral notes of lavender. And we're getting pastel pinks, you know, since it's Easter. And yeah, no, I mean, that's cool. I haven't been to Starbucks in forever. I actually haven't even, I miss drinking Frappuccinos, but they're expensive. That's the only reason I've been getting. I don't know if I said this, like, if to remember, but I've been getting a lot of, there's a, what is it called? It's another iced coffee company, something House, but they make a Reese's coffee where it's like peanut butter flavored, and it's not strong peanut butter. It's like just a little hint taste of peanut butter, but still good, really good. And I love drinking it while eating a peanut butter jelly sandwich. So it's actually double the peanut butter, I guess, you know, or whatever you want to call it. But that's my iced coffee, along with my Celsius drinks. I've been drinking a lot of Celsius drinks, which I don't know if I should or I shouldn't, but they're good. They give me a little bit of energy. They're priced pretty competitively for my budget. So it works for me. Works for me. That's my catchphrase. That's I always say it's from the TV show Hunter. If you ever watch Hunter, with is it Fred Dwyer? Am I thinking that right, Fred Dwyer? I don't know. Hunter's good though. Works for me. Works. That was his catchphrase. Works for me. But yeah, I think this episode works for me, guys. Oh, thank you for listening to That's All Funny. Podcast available anywhere. Podcast available. Just search That's All Funny. We also have a podcast I do with my buddy Gabe called That's All Kayfabe. We talk about wrestling, other wacky shit that comes out on Mondays. Check that out. That's All Kayfabe anywhere. Podcast available. You can see video versions of that and this podcast on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@LorenzoAriola. You can also see a live show I do on Tuesdays, live with the great Edmund Salad, the great Mint Salad, where we talk about movies and play a game. It's called Tits and Areolas. You can see that on Tuesdays live, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern, on here on YouTube or on X. If you want to see older episodes of that, check out either of our Patreons. If you want to support this show, Patreon.com/LorenzoAriola. $5 a month to see everything. You see a bunch of bonuses, early episodes, ad-free episodes, other stuff. Or if you want to purchase any merch, check out the website www.retrohorrorinc.com, where we have t-shirts, prints, and stickers. Or if you want to commission some great art from a great artist, at Retro Horror Inc. on Instagram. He's a very hard graphic art. He can't be beat. Thank you to my listeners. Thank you to my Patreon subscribers. Take care. Bye.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.